I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. I got to say, until this weekend, I had reserves of unparalleled joy for the upcoming World Cup, as in coming up in a week now. There are concerns about how ready Brazil is to host the world for this tournament, but suddenly, not one, but two more controversies are roiling FIFA, the sport's governing body. One is over illegal gambling and match-fixing that allegedly took place in the run-up to the last World Cup. And in a few minutes, we'll hear what that means for this year's event. But first, controversy number two, whether the 2022 World Cup should be played in the Arab Gulf Emirate of Qatar. The Emirate was awarded the tournament by FIFA in 2010, but FIFA's president recently called the decision a mistake, mainly because playing soccer in Qatar in the summer is dangerous for human health. And just this weekend, the Sunday Times of London came out alleging that millions of dollars in bribes were paid to FIFA members to secure their votes for Qatar. So searing heat and corruption allegations are pressuring FIFA to change its plans for 2022. But Jim Murphy argues there's a third reason to ditch Qatar as a World Cup host. Murphy is a member of the British Parliament from Scotland. And Jim Murphy, you went to Doha, Qatar in April. Why, in your opinion, should the World Cup not take place there?
I traveled to Qatar to see for myself about the working conditions of the migrant workers who had made the journey. Now, these are hundreds of thousands, mostly men, from India, from Kenya, and from many other poorer countries across the world. And these men had signed up to a contract to help build the hotels, the roads, the railways, and the football stadiums that will enable the World Cup. And the conditions they're living in are a disgrace.
Yeah, so what did you see?
There's what's called the kafala system in Qatar and across the Gulf, where effectively the employer owns you. You can't move. This employer illegally takes passports, so the person can't leave the country. And because they don't have identification, they can't get a new job. And I met a man from Kenya who had a six-year-old son, who he hadn't been back to Kenya for 5 years because his employer had taken his passport. His employer then left Qatar with his passport. He couldn't travel home and he couldn't work again. And he was trapped like a stateless human being. So my worry is that FIFA gave the World Cup to Qatar. And now, only now are Qatar trying to sort themselves out on human rights. They should have insisted on day one, as a condition of Qatar making a bid, that there would be respect for human dignity. These conditions are nothing short of slave labor in Qatar.
What about working conditions at the sites where this World Cup infrastructure is starting to bloom?
When we talked earlier about not being able to play football in the Qatari heat, that's true. It's very difficult for sportsmen to run about for 90 minutes in that heat. But can you imagine working for 8, 10 or 12 hours in that sunshine? And there's boiling temperatures. And then going back to living conditions too small for a family pet. This treatment of the Qatari migrant workers is the ugly secret of the beautiful game. And unless FIFA insists on massive reform, it's very difficult to be proud of a sport that I've always loved. It'd be very difficult, surely, to cheer on your team when you know that the stadiums have been built off the blood of migrant workers.
Jim Murphy, a member of the British Parliament from Scotland, thank you.
Thank you.